Podcast. I'm Aaron Berger, a Nebraska Extension Beef Educator. Today, I'm joined by Troy Walls, who's also a Nebraska Extension Beef Educator. Thanks for joining me today, Troy.
Sure, you're welcome. I'm glad to be able to discuss colostrum with you today.
So as Troy has mentioned, today's topic is colostrum and comes from an article that he wrote for the March issue of the Beef Watch newsletter titled Colostrum Helps Newborn Calves. So Troy, let's start at the fundamentals. What is colostrum?
Aaron, colostrum is the first milk that is produced by that mother cow or the dam, and it's extremely complex and includes many immune factors, important nutrients, and also growth factors. Cow colostrum contains about 22% solids compared to the 12% solids of normal whole milk. Much of this extra solid is immunoglobulin, but colostrum is also a source of energy, protein, vitamins, especially vitamins A and E, and also minerals. Immunoglobulins are antibodies, and these antibodies help protect the calf from common diseases and infections, such as bacteria and viruses. The primary immunoglobulin found in cow's colostrum is IgG, and the calf must rely on colostrum from the cow until its own active immune system is totally functional. A yellow color and a thick, creamy consistency are good indicators of quality of colostrum. If it is clear and runny, then that is an indication of low quality. Colostrum quality can be estimated using a colostrometer, which measures the specific gravity as a means of estimating the antibody concentration in the colostrum.
So why is colostrum so important?
The fetal calf is in a sterile environment inside of the cow and has no exchange of immune factors in utero from that mother cow or dam to the fetus. Immunoglobulins, or those antibodies from the cow, are such large molecules that they cannot pass through the placenta directly to the fetus. Therefore, that calf needs to acquire its immunity after it is born. The first immunity the calf receives is from the colostrum it receives from the dam, and this is referred to as passive immunity.
So how much colostrum does that calf need to get to be effective?
Ideally, that calf will be up and nursing the dam within an hour of birth, and will have consumed 5 to 6% of its body weight by the time it is 6 hours old, and then the same amount by 12 hours. So for an 80-pound calf, this is 2 to 2.5 quarts per feeding. So by 12 hours old, that calf should have consumed at least 1 gallon of colostrum.
So you mentioned a little bit this in just a moment ago, but what's the time frame that that colostrum needs to be consumed by the calf to be effective?
So when calves are born, their intestines have a unique ability to absorb intact antibodies or those immunoglobulins into the bloodstream. But the intestine rapidly changes over the next several hours, and by 6 to 12 hours, we have a lower transferability of the intestines, and by 24 hours of age, only a very low percentage of intact immunoglobulins can pass into the bloodstream of the calf. And it is at this time that the intestines are closing or losing their ability to absorb those antibodies. That is why it is critically important that that calf receives colostrum as soon after birth as possible.
What's the impact to the calf if it doesn't receive colostrum in that timely fashion?
The simple answer is that if the calf doesn't receive colostrum, the calf will die. If the calf receives no colostrum before the gut closes absorbing those antibodies, the calf will be susceptible to disease and infections. Calves that do not ingest enough high-quality colostrum soon after birth are 3 times more likely to get sick and 5 times more likely to die later in life as compared to calves that have received adequate colostrum. Research conducted here in Nebraska with the Meat Animal Research Center and the University of Nebraska looked at the effect of passive immune status on pre- and post-weaning health and performance. Among 263 beef calves, blood samples were collected at 24 hours after birth to determine levels of plasma protein and serum IgG, that immunoglobulin or antibody that's important in that colostrum. So disease and death among the study population were monitored from birth to weaning and after weaning throughout the feeding period. The lowest levels of passive immunity were observed among calves that were sick or died prior to weaning. Calves with inadequate passive immunity had 5.4 times greater risk of death prior to weaning, 6.4 times greater risk of being sick during their first 28 days of life, and 3.2 times greater risk of being sick any time prior to weaning when compared to calves that had adequate passive transfer. Also, the risk of being sick in the feedlot was 3 times greater for those calves that received inadequate passive immunity.
What are the factors that affect colostrum quality and quantity as we think about the cow?
The age of the dam. So heifer colostrum is lower in volume and IgG concentration than colostrum from older cows. So the heifer's colostrum is lower in quality and also quantity. Mature cows have had more exposure to disease organisms and infections, and this means that they have a higher percentage of immunoglobulins in their colostrum, which means higher quality colostrum. However, many heifers also produce very good quality colostrum.
So when should a calf be given colostrum?
There may be times when that calf cannot nurse that dam. The calf could be sluggish, could have had a difficult calving, the calf's not getting up, there could be an injured calf, that cow could have poor udder conformation. Also, the cow could just be refusing to let that calf suck her. Maybe the cow ran off. Maybe the calf has had cold stress. There are lots of reasons why that calf may not have been able to get up and suck that cow. And if this occurs, the calf can be bottle fed, or he can be fed with an esophageal feeder with colostrum milk from the dam, or another mother cow, or he can use stored colostrum.
So how can you tell if a calf has received colostrum or not?
Calves should be observed to be up and nursing within 2 hours of birth. So it kind of goes back to checking your cows and watching your calves. But to decide if you should hand feed or help that calf nurse, you need to ask yourself a few questions. Ask yourself, is the calf too weak to get up and suckle? Has the cow abandoned the calf or refused to let that calf access her to nurse? Or has that calf experienced a difficult birth or been exposed to bad weather that may interfere with its ability to suckle that cow?
So sometimes we're in situations where getting the cow caught to milk her out, or we're out in the storm situations where timeliness of getting colostrum in that calf is important. When should we consider using a replacement product?
For use of replacement products, you use it, you know, when you don't have any colostrum on hand. And that dam's colostrum is the best for her calf. She has the antibodies needed for that calf to combat diseases on that certain ranch. There are a number of colostrum replacement products that are commercially available today, but care should be taken in selection of the product to ensure you are getting a replacement and not a supplement. Although similar, replacements have higher concentrations of immunoglobulins or those antibodies, specifically that IgG, than supplements do, and those replacements are intended to serve as the sole source of colostrum when you do not have fresh colostrum available. There are other nutrients such as sugars, fats, vitamins, and minerals that are in replacements, but there can be variability in the quality and digestibility of the products based on the source of these nutrients and the method of processing. Be sure to be careful to read and follow the manufacturer's instructions, since products may vary in how they are mixed and the number of recommended feedings for that product. You should consult your veterinarian to help make more informed purchasing decisions for the colostrum replacement product that is best suited for your operation. This decision is a very important one because you only get one chance to get that calf started off right.
So I already mentioned this, but if we want to get fresh colostrum that's not from the dam itself for that calf, where else can we source that?
I would recommend if you get it from mature cows that are in your herd. You can maybe get it from outside sources, but caution must be taken if you do that. So if you decide to get colostrum from that outside source, you really need to be thinking about disease transmission. We must be cautious that any colostrum we get comes from healthy cows and that they are not carrying diseases like Yoni's disease, salmonella, or bovine leukemia.
How do you store colostrum?
If the colostrum is fresh, it can be stored in the refrigerator for up to 1 week. Colostrum can also be stored by freezing. You can use containers or plastic containers. The containers can be easily thawed. Freezing kills the white blood cells that are in the colostrum. However, the antibodies, that IgG, are not affected. Colostrum can be frozen for a year. Freezers that have an automatic defrosting system may cause the frozen colostrum to lose a percentage of its protective antibodies. One simple way for storing colostrum is to use a 1 gallon Ziploc freezer bag. So fill it half full, you'd have that 2 quarts for a feeding, and then squeeze out the air before you seal it. Then they can lay flat and you can freeze them flat so you have more room to store more. And when needed, you can just take one out and thaw it. It thaws and warms up very rapidly, and it's a ready, measured feeding. But you should always date the bag when you store it so you know how long you've been storing that. Studies have shown that rapid defrosting using boiling temperatures destroys a portion of the antibodies. The best way to thaw frozen colostrum is to use a warm water bath. Add more hot water to the bath as the frozen colostrum cools the water. Just remember that overheating destroys the antibodies in colostrum that are the main benefit to that calf.
So, Troy, as we point towards wrapping up, anything else to add on colostrum and thinking about delivering that to the calf?
You know, I just like producers to remember how important colostrum is to that calf. And if you ever think there's a time where the calf didn't get adequate colostrum or it's questionable, I just encourage them to go ahead and give that calf some colostrum that they may have on hand, because we want to ensure that that calf gets those antibodies so he can do better throughout his life.
Well, I appreciate you joining me today, Troy, for the Beef Watch podcast. The Beef Watch podcast is the audio companion to the electronic Beef Watch newsletter. To find links to other Beef Watch podcasts, as well as the written version of the Beef Watch newsletter article that was referenced in today's conversation, please go to beef.unl.edu.